Nice Guy Dilemma podcast. I'm your host, Janelle Klender. We are on episode 4. I help nice guys access their authentic power so that they can become the sovereign man women are looking for, the sovereign man that they were meant to be. This episode, we are talking about Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson. Oh yeah, we're going there. We're going there. I'm gonna analyze the shit out of this relationship and the breakup, but not in a like, oh my God, he should have done this and that's horrible for them doing that. That's not what I'm doing. This isn't some superficial, heavy celebrity gossip BS. This is something that hopefully you can learn a little bit about relationships and look at your own relationships from a new perspective. Let's do it. All right, we're getting into it. So I've been guiding folks for over a decade to access their power, their strength, their courage, connect to their purpose, and to have healthy relationships. And in order to have healthy relationships, we need to study relationships. We need to understand them. We need to learn about them. We can't just assume that we're going to be good at them. But that's what most people do. So if you've been listening to this podcast, this is the 4th episode now. I just want to point out too that if you feel drawn to me, if you're picking up what I'm throwing down, reach out to me. Click the link in the description to book a free call. Let's chat. Let's find out what's going on and let's see if I can help you. If it's aligned, what are you waiting for? Let's do it. So let's just dive right into what we're talking about today. I want to peel back the curtain and share, analyze, reflect. Analyzing, you may not know this, but it is one of my favorite things to do. Well, we have to make sure that we're not confusing analyzing with judging. Analyzing is being really, really curious, seeing patterns, learning from what we're understanding, we're seeing. This is how I learn. There's a difference between saying they shouldn't do this. This is bad. Now, we can still learn things like, okay, wow, Pete Davidson has this pattern. This is interesting to note. Do I do this? And is this detrimental to my relationships? You see the difference? That's what I'm going to be doing today. Because Kim went from bad boy to nice guy and then now to breakup. Was it a surprise? Not really, guys. Not really a surprise. So let's get into it. Three celebrities, actually, if we count Kanye, because we're going to talk about him. We're going to have some audio clips. But here's the thing. When we talk about celebrities, we put them on a pedestal. Oh, my God, they're, like, rich, and they have all this power, and they're, like, not human. They're freaking human. They are just as human as you, and I just want to humanize them a bit more, again, so we can learn about it. And honestly, this relationship between Pete and Kim has been really interesting to me. I was really curious about it. Truth be told, I don't think I had ever heard Kim's voice before recently. I was not a Kardashian fan. I didn't really understand what it was. I had no curiosity to explore what it was. I knew people talked and referenced the Kardashians. I knew that they had a reality show. I knew nothing else but that because I had zero curiosity. I'm not someone that follows celebrities unless they're comedians. I follow comedians. So I do know more about what's happening in some comedians' life than I do just celebrities like Kim Kardashian. But it's very interesting when we know celebrities and they have some drama happening, they have some stuff happening, we get curious, we want to know what's happening, and this is obviously the case for Kim and Pete. So now what I think about relationships, I think of them as we choose a partner and we're basically choosing an adventure to go on with this person. So if we look at Kim choosing Kanye, that was an adventure she went on, and then she chose Pete, another adventure, another road to travel, very different journeys, and I think she got very different things from it. So we're going to talk about that more in a second. So Kim and Kanye started dating a while ago. We don't even need to go there. You guys know they were together. They married. They had some children. They split in 2021, filed for divorce. And then still sounds like going through the process, although legally it sounds like from earlier this year. So let's talk about Kanye. Kanye, stereotypical bad boy, gets angry easily, high need for control. Freaking high as hell. Major control wound, major freedom wound. This is where that control comes from, a feeling like a lack of freedom. So then the reaction to this is overdoing it with control in life. His archetype wants to be the best on top. Donald Trump, you may think, huh, they're kind of similar. Yeah, because they are the same archetype. Yeah, they probably have similar thoughts, behaviors. They say similar things, right? Many rappers, UFC fighters, professional athletes, Michael Jordan, Tony Robbins, this archetype default is to resist vulnerability and to move towards power and control. And now we may see them from the outside and we may think, wow, they are like confident, they are strong, they are in control. But on the inside, there is vulnerability like any other human. They are just really good at hiding it. It's actually through their fear and their anger and their strategies that they hide it. So they focus intensely on what they want and they go into denial a lot. We see this with Trump. We also see this with Kanye. Like he's getting a divorce and he had said something even after Kim was on SNL. Like he was angry at her for even saying that they were divorced because they weren't technically divorced yet. Like he was still trying to hang on to something when clearly she was moving on from that relationship and was really solid in her decision to move on. He wanted to be in denial. They can just be really relentless. And that's why they end up on top, often cases, president, CEOs, athletes, et cetera, from this relentlessness and from this like abandonment of the vulnerability.
We the real rock stars, and I'm the biggest of all of them. I'm the number one rock star on the planet.
Okay, so let's talk about Kim's archetype. She is perfectionist. I mean, her hair and makeup and clothes and everything look perfect all the time. And when I say all the time, I'm saying referring to the little research I've done, because I hadn't necessarily followed her before. But she's kind of the epitome of Hollywood. Very image conscious. Like when you show up, present yourself to be that perfectionistic, that is driven from a place of being image conscious, from wanting validation, from perfectionism, from achievements. So she also has a high need for control, but it's different than Kanye's. She wants to be in control of like how she looks and how she presents herself. She wants to be seen as good and perfect as a person to others. So this is, similar to, I'd say, Beyoncé. The archetype is often seen as cool, collective. But often on the inside, they may be just trying to keep themselves together, hold things in, repress emotions if they're appropriate or not appropriate. So, I'm not saying that she doesn't have emotions or this type doesn't have emotions. I'm just saying that they have a filter or maybe a regulatory system that's like, yeah, that's not appropriate to express right now because they care a lot about how the world sees them. So, it can be hard to really know what's happening inside this type, this archetype. The thing that really, really worked about this couple is that they are the stereotypical power couple, right? I mean, who is a bigger power couple than these two or was? Kanye doesn't stop, won't stop, and Kim values achievement. She values being perceived as the best. Now, she doesn't have that same like dominance that Kanye has. But together, they are like this unstoppable achievement, money, success duo.
She's achieved, quote, 10 times more than she ever thought was possible in her life, but doesn't, quote, have a life to share that with.
I want someone that we have the same shows in common. I want someone that wants to work out with me. It's like the little things is what I don't have. I have all the big things.
Yeah.
I have the extravagant everything you could possibly imagine, and no one will ever do it like that. I know that. You know what I mean? And I'm grateful for those experiences, but I think I'm ready for the smaller experiences that I think will mean a lot.
See, she talks about all the success she built up, and yet she's missing those. She's calling them little things. I mean, I think those little things are quite big, actually. Well, let's just hear a small clip from her SNL monologue.
I mean, I married the best rapper of all time. Not only that, he's the richest black man in America. A talented, legit genius who gave me four incredible kids. So, when I divorced him, you have to know it came down to just one thing. His personality.
Now that was kind of a low blow, but alas, it's an SNL monologue and that's kind of the norm with those. But there's some truth to it. It was some truth to being his personality. Because as far as showing empathy, being attentive, and maybe even having shared goals of what they really wanted, I mean, Kanye just wants to do whatever the fuck he wants to do whenever he wants to do it. And Kim, you know, wanted a partner to live in the same house as her and to kind of stay put more. So it sounds like there's some of that, and also not just like the attention and space for her to actually have connection with a partner. So Kanye was missing in action.
Between their kids here, I realized like, no, I don't want a husband that lives in a completely different state. Yeah. To me, I thought, oh my God, that's when we're getting along the best. But then that is sad to me.
Kim Kardashian reveals the moment she knew she wanted a divorce from Kanye West.
I didn't come this far just to come this far and not be happy.
It all went down on the series finale of Keeping Up with the Kardashians on E during a chat between the Kate.
So let's move on to Pete. So many people are like, WTF with Kim and Pete being together. When I heard about it, I thought it was, oh, this is really fascinating. I want to dig into it. And yet a lot of it did make sense, and I'm going to explain that in a second. But some people are also confused, like, why does Kim date high-profile women? So let's hear one explanation from a woman's perspective.
He's got the height.
He is a tall
guy. Obviously, women find him very attractive.
Yeah, well, obviously. So, did you hear he's got a show on Tubi right
that
now?
That I did.
I mean, they don't just give that to everybody.
Very special, very exclusive. Yes.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know why I'm like, how's that guy a model?
Yeah. I feel like only other men feel that way. Guys are like, wow, what's that guy got? And I'm like, I mean, he seems super charming. He's vulnerable. He's lovely.
Great.
His fingernail polish is awesome. Like, he looks good.
There you go.
He's great.
All right, well, I'm sold. I'm going to have him back on.
Good relationship with his mother.
Great relationship with his mother.
So look, Pete is a nice guy. He's not a perfectionist. He's more authentic. He's honest. He struggles with PTSD, anxiety. He's insecure. Fear is a really big emotion for him and his archetype. Shame. He has a lot of shame as well. He openly talks about depression. He was diagnosed with borderline personality disorder. Been very open about it. He's kind. He's funny. He's loyal. Very loyal. I mean, his family seems super important to him. And he just seems to have good relationships, cares about his relationships, and insecure. Like he fears that people hate him. He's talked about that a lot. So his strategy isn't going to be about being perfect to get people to like him. It's more about being nice or agreeable or funny in order to get people to like him. So there's like a different strategy happening there. So why I think this works well or worked well was Kim is a perfectionist, a doer. She is a freaking doer. She's got fucking shitload of kids and businesses and reality show and image conscious. And Pete just isn't any of those things. He has a lot of space. So Kim can relax in a way that is perfect for her growth. She can just chill out and stop doing. Like this shows a lot of growth for this archetype when they can finally get like, oh, I can just be, and I don't have to do.
I mean, I see a shift in you and a ease in you and just a whole different side. And you see a different side of you, too. I mean, it's a different you.
Like Kanye was giving her feedback with what she was wearing. And now Kim can just wear whatever she wants. She can be authentic. This type also can have a little bit of an issue with being authentic. Now, I'm not saying that Kim is never genuine, but when we look at this archetype compared to the rest, they have a harder time being genuine. Like, they may not even know how disingenuous they are, because if you think that your strategy is about being perfect and being successful, you're gonna have to abandon your authenticity in order to achieve those things. Pete is great for a great match for creating space for this. He's an authentic guy. Now, I'm not saying that he doesn't have nice guy strategies that are not authentic. So you have to watch out for that if you're a nice guy. Being aware of where your motivation is coming from. So, like, Pete is not authentic in all ways. I'm just saying the way he is authentic, speaking about emotions and weaknesses and struggles and imperfections, is a form of authenticity that Kim can really be inspired by, even if he's not aware he's even doing it, right? He's just kind of showing up being himself. And that's the beautiful thing about relationships. We have this opportunity to be inspired by our partner in ways that maybe our last partner just couldn't give us. So, huge contrast between these two men. Huge. So another thing that Pete and Kim had going on for the little while in their relationship when they were together is that they were pretty affectionate with each other. Something she didn't really have with Kanye, right? So Pete's kind, he's affectionate, and it's probably something that Kim has just been craving from her last relationship. So this was like her, maybe people are calling it the rebound. So Kim had like years of being deprived in certain ways. And this happens in any relationship. The things that we're lacking, the needs that we're lacking from one partner, we can often seek that out in the next relationship that we're in because we're just kind of starved for those things. So I think Kim landing with Pete makes a lot of sense when it comes to that. It would make no sense to me if she just ended up rebounding with a guy that was really similar to Kanye. You know what I mean? Like, what sense would that make? He's creating space for her to be herself on a deeper level than she was before. Now you may be thinking, let's talk about Pete. What the heck did Pete get from this relationship? I don't know for sure. Here's my guess. This is what I'm doing. I'm guessing. Being with an older woman who has a family, I think, was encouraging him to be more responsible, right? Like, he's talked openly about wanting to have a child. I don't think he talked openly about that before. But when you're with a woman in her 40s and you're desiring to have children, it sounds like that's something that Kim and Pete did speak about. Now, when he was with someone like Ariana Grande, they were both super young, and even if they both had that vision, it was so far in the future, they probably didn't have to think or plan that, oh, wow, this needs to happen soon if it's going to happen. I heard him say when Kim and Pete were together also that he was even talking about smoking less, potentially. He's a smoker now. He smokes marijuana now, but he may not later. So there was elements of the way that he spoke about his life that seemed like he was kind of pulled into more responsibility. I think this is what happens. So when a young man gets to late 20s, early 30s, there is a transition that happens of maturity. Well, it can happen. God bless us. It should happen. Let's make this happen, guys. A transition from being a prince to being a king, having that bigger crown on your head, a little bit more responsibility. Now, this can drag out in through your 30s to 40 for some men, but depending on their circumstances, they can kind of connect more to that next level of sovereignty. You guys know I love that word, sovereignty, from this place. And I think Pete being with Kim helped him to kind of access more of that king energy. I mean, he's still really young, but access more of the king energy in his life. Now let's talk about some nice guy traits that can get in the way of a healthy relationship, and specifically in the relationship with Pete and Kim. First, let's look at the pattern that exists with Pete Davidson and his relationships, meaning getting tattoos inspired by his current girlfriends pretty freaking early in the relationship. So Pete has spoken openly about his fear of abandonment. I mean, his dad died in 9/11 when he was a child. He was like 7 years old. It's totally understandable. I think anyone in that situation would have a fear of abandonment. He doesn't want people he loves to go away. So this fear of abandonment can create this haze to not really see clearly. Now, I don't care if Pete gets tattoos or not gets tattoos. My point is that he gets them really quickly, I think, in an attempt to make the relationship last. Like, this is something permanent. If we do this permanent thing, then maybe we're going to last forever and you're not going to go away like the other women have gone away and like my dad went away. So Kim was no exception to this. So not only did he get tattoos of her, but he also got her name branded on his chest.
Yeah, he has a few tattoos, a few cute ones, you know, that he got. But this one is a, it's not that one, the Kim one isn't a tattoo. It's actually a branding, like a branding.
So nice guys can sometimes want to move quickly in a relationship from fear instead of taking one step at a time from their authentic power. So I talk about authentic power and I talk about sovereignty. So if you get in a relationship and you're taking one step at a time from your sovereignty, that's going to come from a healthier place. But if you abandon your sovereignty in yourself by moving and trying to make a relationship move quickly from this place of fear, fear of abandonment, it's going to really cloud the relationship and it's going to create toxicity in the relationship no matter what, if that's your strategy. This also can relate to episode 2, where I talk about codependency, the nice guy saving the day. So if you haven't listened to that, you want to go back and listen to that. Now, this relationship ended. Was it a surprise? No, not really. And I just want to say, I don't look at relationships as failures. I think relationships can bring us beautiful gifts. And this whole reaction from the world when celebrities break up or get divorced is like, oh my God, they failed. It's a failure. I guess society, even if you're not a celebrity, that's kind of the reaction. So from my perspective, I didn't really feel like this relationship was ever meant to be a long-term thing. At the same time, I was really fascinated by the relationship. It made a lot of sense to me. And I could see where especially Kim was benefiting a lot from the relationship. I mean, it's a lot of pressure to be in relationship, and I imagine a lot of pressure to be in relationship with Kim Kardashian. So as far as hopefully getting less limelight, I think this was a really good thing for Pete, because Pete has a lot of mental health stuff, and being scrutinized so much by the world is freaking intense. I mean, he left social media years ago for that reason, and I heard that when she went to visit him in Australia, she brought her camera crew for her reality show with her. And it just doesn't seem like that's the kind of guy that Pete Davidson is. Now, this is another topic that I want to dig into on another day, but I have to think and get curious about how many nice guys are in relationships with women that are beautiful and are interested in them. And without kind of checking in with themselves, what do I want? Is this the type of relationship that I want to be in? Because signing up to be in a relationship with Kim Kardashian is as intense as fuck. And if I think about Pete's personality and probably what he ultimately wants in life, it's probably not that. This is a guess. I don't know for sure. But I think what happens, what could have happened with him and what happens with a lot of nice guys is that they don't even know what they actually want. They don't know what they want in a relationship, and they don't know how much they actually like someone. They just know, oh, this person likes me. I'm validated by this person. Well, I'm going to be a yes to it, and I'm going to just keep trying to push it forward so that they don't go away. So there's a lot of abandoning yourself. I'm going to do a whole episode on this. We're going to dig into it a lot more. But I just think the whole ride was really interesting. So hopefully this example shows nice guys that, oh, women do pick nice guys. Your job is to learn about relationships, access your authentic power, so that way you can show up when somebody comes into your life that you are a yes to, and that does line up with your values and what you really want to create in life. This is my challenge for you. So if you know anyone that needs to hear this episode, please share the link, pass it along. Nice Guy Dilemma Podcast. Give it a follow if you haven't already. Hey, maybe even a review. Maybe you've listened a couple times. I would love a review. That'd be cool. Feel free to reach out to me if you want to work together, if you know someone that would be a good fit to work with me. Connect us. Send them the episode or the podcast. Send them the training. I have a training in the description. 5 simple shifts to access your authentic power and become the sovereign man that women are looking for. Super important stuff. It's so good to hang out with you again. And I can't wait to see you in the next episode.